Okay, so we just had a wonderful Skype meeting, and now we're going to hand it over to our teacher tonight, who's sat lovely in a beautiful dressing gown and pyjamas and glasses and knitting, Kim Tor.
Shall I now describe what you're sat in?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Your thong. Nah, I'm only joking, guys. Yeah. Okay, well, bless you all. And I know from all the sharings that you've all had a really great week. And it's a real blessing to hear that everybody's getting ready for the trip for France. And we will be leaving on Thursday evening. So I should be going to work on Thursday morning. And then we'll be taking off around 7 p.m., I believe. And we're going to get the Channel Tunnel, and we're going to drive as far as we can, and then we'll probably sort of pull over and grab a few hours sleep, and then we're going to move on to get to Frank. So we are all really excited and really blessed. I can't wait to see you all there at Frank's. But in the meantime, we still have a whole week to live and to desire and to really see how God blesses us while the rest of our trip gets prepared. And I know he's got plenty of great things in store for us all. So I'd like you to turn to your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. And it's been a real exciting week. You know, as I say to you, I drive to work in the mornings and Lawrence takes Danny. Well, he leaves about an hour before I do. But usually once I get onto the motorway, I either ring him or he rings me. And he's given me lots of encouragement this week. It's been a heavy week at work. Real blessing, but, you know, it makes the week go faster. But I just really desire to, when I get to the people's front doors, to have an image of Christ in me, that they see a difference in me than they see in other people that knock their doors. And one of the main things is they say that I'm a very happy, bubbly person. And, you know, when you've got Christ in you, when you've got the love of God in your heart, you can't be anything but a happy, bubbly person. And it's overflowing. So let's take a look. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit." And that's what I desire to do on a daily basis. From the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, I want to be in that Spirit. I want that love of God to permeate every fiber of my being so that I am a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it goes on to say, if we do that, you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Well, I wanted to break this verse down. So this I say, that word say could be boast or call. And it's an expression of what you are about to say. We can ask, we can speak, we can utter, and we can tell. So I tell you then. Or I speak to you then. Or I ask then. Walk. And that word walk is just to live. That's all it is live. In the Spirit. That Spirit is having and living spiritually the Christ which is in you. That's as simple as that is. So we're saying, I speak to you then that you live having and living spiritually the Christ in you. Then it goes on to say, and you shall not fulfill or accomplish or perform or execute the lust. And that word lust could also be desire. That word lust can be transferred desire. The flesh. Well, we know what the flesh is. It's human nature. It's the five senses with all its frailties, because, you know, there's a lot of frailties in those five senses and in our human nature, in that carnal. So, once you break it all down, it sort of expands it even bigger. So that it's very simple that we just live, and having that spiritual Christ in you, so that you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Who desires to live by the five senses? Who desires to have a carnal mind? No one. We all want to be the best that we can be. But sometimes the world beats us down. Who was Paul's thorn in the flesh? People. You know, people can attack us.
I thought it was his wife.
Yes, okay, love. I'll beat you down later. Okay, so if we go back just a couple of verses, in verse 13 it says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, unto the freedom." You know, when we got born again, there's freedom when we walk by that God in Christ in you. You have free will choice. Nobody is making you do anything. God's given you that liberty where you can choose. Now, if you've got a bit of sense, you'll choose to walk by the Spirit rather than by the senses, because there's more blessings when you walk spiritually than you do by your senses. "Only use not that liberty or that freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." And I really desire in that when we get to the France next week, that we can all be there with that same mind, with that same Christ in us, serving one another, loving one another, encouraging one another, you know, sharing our desires, sharing our goals. You know, if we go there with a heart to encourage and to restore one another, then it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic time. Verse 14 says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another." You know, there's always consequences when we're out of alignment with God. Always consequences. I'll come back to this in a minute. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3. And in verse 15 it says, "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." Now, for those that don't know what this is about, I was always taught, I do know actually, but I'm going to share with you, I was always taught to read the verses beforehand. So, let's take it from verse 1. My son, forget not my law. Alright, well, we know what the law is. But let thine heart keep my commandments. Well, today we live by two. It's to love God and to love your neighbour. We do not live under the Ten Commandments anymore. Jesus Christ fulfilled all that, and he made it very simple. Because if you love God and you love your neighbor, you are not going to do the other eight, okay? And there, here is the consequences if you do it. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now that's something to be thankful for. That's something I want. I want long life. I want length of days. And more than ever, I want peace. The world gives us no peace. But God's saying that if we keep his commandments, it will give us peace. And it will add to us. It will add to our lives, not take away. Let not mercy, there we go, and truth forsake thee. Now that word mercy is kindness. Isn't it beautiful? Let not kindness and truth forsake thee. Kindness is just like loving God, loving your neighbour. Loving your neighbour is being kind, okay? Bind them upon thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto your own ideas, your own five senses, right? Because the five senses cannot comprehend what God's got in store. The five senses cannot guide you and direct you in the right path. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I shared on this last week, you know, the direction that we take has to come from God if you want length of days, long life added unto you. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it's a very fine line, you know, when it comes down to good and evil, that it is a very fine line. You know, you have believers that think they're doing good, but if you slip, it's very quick to start doing the evil. And what is evil? Well, thinking bad of your neighbour is evil. Talking about your neighbour is evil, if it's in a bad sense. When all we have to focus on is loving God and loving our neighbour, there's nothing more simple than that. We don't have to talk about each other. We don't have to backbite about each other. But we have to encourage one another unto love and to good works. You know, there's nothing more right now in a world in which we live in that we should desire more than to love God and to love our neighbour. And then it goes on to say, depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And I love that verse of scripture because it always takes me back to when I was pregnant. You know, and don't forget that baby feeds from the navel. It's connected. You know, so if you think how a child grows within its mother's womb and all the nutrition that it gets, that's like us being connected to God and the nutrition that we get from God. Beautiful. Exactly the same. Right? A mother doesn't want to harm her baby. And God doesn't want to harm us. He wants all of us to have the goodness that he has. The goodness that he gave Christ, which now dwells within you, by the way. He wants you to have all of it. Verse 9. Honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Well, we know that's about the giving. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. You know, well, let me read on. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and of gold, the gain thereof of fine gold. She, there it is, she, so it's wisdom. That word she is wisdom. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. And do you know what? Probably when I was 20, 21, 22, I thought I had all the wisdom. I knew everything. You know, I was at that age. I met Lawrence and we were raising our kids and we knew it all. But do you know what? We really didn't. Wisdom comes with age. It really does. And when you're tapped and tuned in with God, that wisdom comes into abundance. You know, my nan used to say to me, oh, you think you know it all now? You wait till you get a certain age and then you'll realise what wisdom is. But the wisdom of God far supersedes the wisdom of the world. You know, when human nature abides, it hinders our desires. And if we lust after the things of this world, there's no desire, there's no kindness, there's no peace or no love in us. We start to point fingers, we judge people, we backbite, and we think we have it all together. Mm-mm. You know, mercy and kindness leads to the wisdom of God in all his fullness. When we were raising our children, we raised our children in the Word. And even now, there's still stuff we need to learn. You know, we got grandchildren now, and we're teaching Mael about God and teaching her, just giving her little bites, because she's only a baby as well. Well, I still class her as a baby. She's 3 and a half. But you know, when it comes to correcting her when she needs correcting, it's done with great love, with great encouragement. It's not to tear down or to hurt her in any way. And you'll find that it responds. She responds so much better than just, you know, saying, Maya, that's wrong, don't do that, and then just walking away and leaving her. And this is what God's like with us. He doesn't want to beat us down. He wants to encourage us. So, you know, when we read that he corrects us in a very loving way. And usually it could come via a teaching, or it could come via when we're in a quiet place and we recognize that we weren't quite as loving as we needed to be, or maybe we said something that was hurtful, and he'll bring it back to your remembrance. And then you just have to start to put off that old man and put on the new man, that God in Christ in you that walks with great love, with great wisdom, with great mercy, which is kindness, knowing that we're not perfect, that we can make mistakes at times. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 37. And this is another dandy. Psalms chapter 37. And the first word says, fret not. And this word fret is an old English word, and it means to devour like an animal. You know, when an animal has a kill, it devours it. And it's also, it consumes your thoughts. So you can place it in two different ways. So it's like an animal that devours something. But fret also, it consumes your thoughts. You're fretting. And here, in this chapter, you know, it's intended to be an instruction to consoling the captives that were in Babylon, who felt tempted when they saw their idolaters prosper, but themselves in adversity. And we see this quite a lot. You know, we see these evil people out there prospering, and then we sit back and we look at ourselves that are striving and wanting to do good, but we're always hit by adversity. Well, let me tell you now, guys, if you're being hit with adversity, you're doing something right. The adversary is having a little pop at you, because he wants you to walk by your senses and not by the spirit. But don't get like these people. Let's read on. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity or sin. Right? We don't have to be jealous of them. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. You know, God's going to not let you continue to be in adversity. He's going to pick you up out of that muck and that mire. He wants the very best for you. But we don't have to turn like the people in the world. And sometimes it can be believers that are being the evildoers. It's only where they're just not renewing their mind to what the Word says. But see, the Word also says that we trust no man. We put our trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You know, the adversary can work within people like it did with Paul. That was Paul's thorn in the flesh, was the people. All right, can be believers at times. It can be unbelievers also. It can just be your neighbor in general. But verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. God has everything you need. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See, it's not that we bring it to pass. We just let him lead us and guide us, and he brings it to pass in our life. Like all the wonderful testimonies tonight, all the people that desire to go to France, you know, and each one gave the glory to God. You know, God comes through. God knows our needs. Yeah, it may get a bit fine to the wire. The cut-off date may be there. But like Amy said, she went to bed with no money. She got up the next morning with money. Praise God. Verse 6. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Wait patiently. Fret, there's that word again, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wickedness devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. We can't have a foot in the spirit and a foot in the world. We either change our ways or we see a slow decline as the adversary plays his games with us. We really need to change. We should not be Sunday service Christians, and we all know what they are. You know, we go to church on Sunday with a smile on our face, and then we go home and we go back to living the way of the world. Christ is coming back, and we all will be judged. I think I shared a teaching on the website, Do You Know Him? You know, we are all going to be accountable, and this day draws even closer. Christ is coming back. Me and Lawrence went out for a drive, was it Saturday? We took Maya to the park, and as we were driving, we started to talk about the trip to France and how excited we were, and that, you know, Christ is coming back. And we both said, well, hopefully not before the France trip. But see, God wouldn't have made all this available, you know, if he was going to come back on Thursday night, you know, as we're all getting together on the Friday morning. But the day does draw closer. Christ is coming back. And that's not because, you know, I'm not trying to get us fear motivated here, right? Just because there's a judgment day. Don't have to be fear motivated that, you know, well, I've screwed up, I've made mistakes. It's not about that. You know, it is not about that. But it's making sure your heart is right before God. You're born again. You're going to heaven. All hell can't stop you. But why suffer in the meantime? Why not live that life to God and unto him and fully commit yourself, you know, get up every day, invite him into your day, let him lead you and guide you. Why would we want one foot in the spirit and one foot in the world? You know, there's the world's got nothing to offer, but God has everything. When you read his word, you see his heart. You know, the pages are just full of God's heart and his love for us. And he wants us to desire the very, very best. You know, when raising the kids, we did teach them right from wrong, right? I desired they all had the best because they needed it when going out into this world. They were taught right from wrong, and they were also taught the consequences when they didn't do the right thing. Well, there are consequences when we walk by our senses instead of us seeking God on a daily basis. If we continue, it says in verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth, and the Lord shall laugh at him. for he seeth that his day is coming. And his day is really coming. You know, the adversary has a day coming for him. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth, and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. There's so many statements here. How easy it is to walk by that spirit. How easy it is to love God and to love your neighbour. You know, we shouldn't have a bad word to say about another believer. We should be out there really shining with that Christ in us. We should be an example. You know, the wicked's day is coming, but the righteous day is coming quicker. Every day we can live holy unto God. It's not hard. You wake up in the morning, invite God into your day, and you see the signs, miracles, and wonders that will follow you when you do that. Verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What did I say? That he'll lead us and he'll guide us. Every time you take a step, you're a step closer. Just remember that. And God loves it when we take a step because it shows our faith. It shows our trust in him. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Yeah, sometimes we take a step and some people say, I take a step forward and two steps back. Well, doesn't matter because according to this, you won't be utterly cut down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The Lord's going to pick you up, guys. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You hold on in there and God's going to come through. Whatever your situation is, whatever your need is. Right here, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. God will never leave you or forsake you, nor his seed begging bread. He, God, is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. But depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein. And this is where we're going to stop. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Amen, amen. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. You know, Matthew 6 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever your needs are, whatever your wants are, you have to go to God first. And he will bring it to pass. He will meet all your needs, all your desires. You know, whatever your desires are, write them down. Write a list. What do you want from God? Because all God wants from you is your faith, your commitment. He wants you to love him and to love your neighbor. Once you've got your list, start praying for them. Okay, God, here's my desires. This is what I want. And you just go to God and you start ticking them off as you see them come to pass. And it'll help build your faith. It'll help your relationship with God. It'll get more personal. You'll start to see that he is a loving father. Just how much we love our kids and we want the best for our kids. you'll see how God's love for you flourishes and how he wants to come through for you on a daily basis. We have to change from the old man into the new man. Is that your desire? To be less five senses and to be more spiritual? Or maybe you're already really spiritual, but you want to really see signs, miracles and wonders following. You want to see people healed. Put that down and start praying. Start taking that step towards those desires, and then God can come to pass. I want to go back to verse 4. And I'm going to finish off here. Right, verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall, without a shadow of a doubt, give thee the desires of thine heart. All you need to do is go to him, give him your desires, and watch them come to pass. The biggest desire for me right now is going to come to pass next week. It's for us all to be together in France. And I'm just really excited about all the wonderful things that God's going to do. The words that we speak, because God's going to put those words in our mouth to encourage one another, to love one another, so that someone supersedes me. Because that's what it's all about. It's not that I'm the leader. I want people to overtake me so that I have a challenge to run and catch up. So bless your hearts. Have a great week. See you all in France.
I think it'd be a great time now for some prayer and manifestations. So if anyone would like to pray, go ahead and pray.
Father God, I thank you for this wonderful day we have of God. Father, I thank you for the spirit that you have placed in us. Thank you that we sit at your very right hand. Thank you for the peace that we have in you, in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And so therefore, Father, we benefit in that. We stand next to you. We are at peace with you. We have all things that you have given us. We have every spiritual blessing, each and every one. We have your ear on every occasion. We walk with you as close as our very breath every moment of the day. We keep our eyes on you. We keep our heart open to your word, rhema words, your written word. We live by the Spirit, Father, that you have placed in us. We walk as your sons and daughters, led by the Spirit of God, for we are two sons of God. We're your sons. What a blessing, Father. What an eye-opening revelation to realize that we cannot ever be separated from you. Even in death, we cannot be separated from you. What an amazing revelation, Father. It just makes one want to walk out even bigger and bolder, that not even death can separate me from you. So what's going to separate me from you? What's going to keep me from to see what you have for me? What is it that exists that will keep me from being victorious in him? For he has finished it all. He has accomplished all for me. There's not a man on the face of this earth, Father, that can stand against us, because we have him. We are in him. And he is in us, and we have great boldness to stand for you now. You are an ever-present now to us. Thank you, Father, for your tremendous love, for your ministering angels, Father, that you sent to us to take care of us as we walk, because we don't walk by our five senses. We don't even, we exist in this world, but we are so far above it. And thank you, Daddy, for giving us such a wonderful perspective, your word. Thank you that all the things that you have called and enjoying this life, enjoying the journey. For this journey, Father, began when we were born again and continues on forever. So I thank you right now for every believer here. I thank you for every need that they may have. I thank you, Father, for physical needs, bodies being healed in the name of Jesus Christ, brain cells being restored completely whole in the name of Jesus Christ, arms and legs being strengthened and might coming back into the strength of those legs and arms in each and every individual, and new nerve neurons firing up, new, brand new. Thank you. Thank you for bank accounts being filled to overflowing so that we have to give. Thank you, Father, for pouring into our lives the way you would want to. Thank you, Father, for great love, for great peace, that there is nothing that will separate us. The mental pressures, they come, but that pressure works patience, and that patience works experience, and that experience works hope, and that hope is, makes us not ashamed, for we hope in you, and you've caused us to hope in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a wonderful and tremendously compassionate and loving Father. For every moment and every second when we fall or when we get, you are there to pick us up, God. You're there. You pick us up, you strengthen us, you dust us off, set us back on our feet, and set us on our way. And you never leave us. Never, ever, ever. We can walk in great courage. We can walk with great, just knowing that we have such confidence in you and we trust you. So thank you, Father, for all the things that you have before us. Thank you for every single solitary human that is here tonight, Father, every saint whose heart you know. I lift them up to you. And I thank you, Father, for taking care of every need. In the wonderful name of our Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ, I thank you and I pray, amen.
Amen. Would someone like to manifest, speak in tongues, or bring forth a word of prophecy, please?
No, my beloved children, that I am the God Almighty and I am the God of love. Know that you can come to me boldly and open your heart to me. Know that I speak to your hearts so you can let it flow through your mouth and you can bless others and speak about my things. Delight in that things and let them be shown in your attitudes and your walk in that world. Fear not anything in that world because I am bigger than that and my Son Jesus Christ that dwells on you is bigger. So you don't need to fear, just walk and stand for me and my things and walk with your head up because you are my children and you have my light, you have my spirit and you are able and capable to heal and to encourage, to edify and to love the others. Just do it and delight on that.
And someone else, please.
Walk forth in peace, my children. Know that I have a burning love for you. Look to me always. My path is ahead for you to walk. You can walk that path and walk with me confidently in the knowledge that I will always look after you every step of the way. So stand upon my word, my children, every day and look to me and know that I have all answers to life and to the solutions and to all problems that you have. So be steadfast in my word, my children.
And someone else.
For you are the light of this world. You are who I said you are. Walk therefore with your heads held high. Walk therefore knowing, trusting, in great confidence that I will bring to pass all those things that I have given you. My children, I am your God and I am your Father. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never lead you astray. Every word that I have given, every word that proceeds from my mouth shall truly and surely come to pass. For I am your God. I am your Father. Keep your eyes on me. Walk this day and this time and in this crooked and dark nation with your eye focused on me, and I will exalt you.
Remember, my children, that you are righteous before me, and my spirit dwells within you. You are my mighty people, my sons, my daughters, in whom I am well pleased. And I am blessed with your heart. I am blessed with the desires in your heart, for I have put them there, and you have responded to me. My children, listen to my voice. Follow my direction. Allow me to work and do the work for you. Just be humble, be obedient, and know indeed that as you do that, I will give you the desires of your heart, and my desires will also come to pass in your life. I have great things set before you. All you need to do is look to me, and I will bring them to pass for you, because I know the plans that I have for you. Know indeed I never leave you or forsake you. You are closer than very breath itself. I am with you always. I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. I will never let you be defeated. I've never made a failure. My children, you are successful. You are prosperous. You are abounding. And you are moving my gospel throughout the whole world. So stand strong this day, because you are my mighty sons and you are my mighty daughters. Remember who you are in me. And I am with you always, even to the very end, my children. So stand strong, and I will complete in you what I begun. And someone a word of thanks, please.
Thank you, Lord, for these times that we have together, and for your blessings upon us, Lord, and the encouragement you give us, Father, just to stand with you, and whatever may come our way, Father, nothing's too big for you, and we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. He always causes us to triumph. So it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I thank you, Lord, for the great meeting that we're going to have next week, and that everyone has a great and blessed time in between, with many victories to count and to be blessed with. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I ask you to gracefully to receive these prayers and thanks in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen.
God has prospered our journey and our way, and we are successful, and we are moving with God, and we're being God-led, and God's directed all this, and he's worked in each person, each individual, and we're all important, and we all need one another, and we all need that great encouragement, and connection is very important, staying connected with one another, prayers, and you know, God just really wants us to enjoy this life that he's given us, enjoy everything above our circumstances. We're not senses led, but we know that the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. And we know God is faithful. How many times has God come through for us? How many times has he made us successful? And with God, he makes us successful. So I'm very excited. And I believe maybe some people show up that we didn't think were going to come as well. So that's what's in my heart. So I love you guys very much. And if you need to get hold of me during the week or whatever, if I don't answer the Skype, I'll get back to you. Or if anything you wanted me to pray for, also we know that it's available with Anna and Pedro and David. They like to pray for people's needs as well. God's put that desire in their hearts too. So let's keep encouraging.